This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We make some new trailers for our show to make even more people want to listen. An old mate pops in to sing with Blossoms in the Live Lounge, which I was not expecting. And we get couples to read out their first ever messages to each other. Aww. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. You know, every time there's a live lounge, I really feel like I annoy, not the band, well, sometimes, but I feel like I really annoy the roadies who have to take apart all the equipment roadies. Afterwards.
Is that still an official title? It doesn't sound right.
I think so.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Is it?
These are the unsung heroes, you know, the people that have to put all the stuff together, get all the equipment up to scratch, not just in the live lounge, but normally on these artists' tour as well.
So what have you done to annoy?
Because they sometimes use the studio, don't they, to kind of like do a bit of the live lounge. They do the mixing in here. So obviously our show comes from here every day just after the live lounge. And because I'm notoriously clumsy and just get in the way, there's blokes like with proper jobs to do trying to like move guitars out of the way and like speakers. And I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm in the way, sorry. It happens every live lounge. It happened again with Blossoms today.
It's an awkward switchover. Also, the other annoying thing from a roadie point of view with you is that you immediately go out and try and get the food, don't you? You try and take the band's food.
Yeah, I have done that.
I go on the scrounge now as well. Do you know what I've noticed gets left behind quite a lot? Plectrums.
Does it?
Mate, you wouldn't believe how many plectrums I've managed to get.
And where are you putting them? eBay?
No. I've just got a little private collection in case I need to return them, of course, if they want them back. But I get all the plectrums.
Obsessed that Rowetta off of Happy Mondays and X Factor was doing the vocals with Blossoms today. I used to go drinking with her quite a lot back in the
what?
Day. Yeah, and she was like, "Hello, it's Scott! I've not seen you for ages!" And we had a little, just a little kind of bonding session. But I went up to Rowetta, I was like, "All right, love, it's been years." She was like, "Oh, hello, good to see you." But then Blossoms were there as well.
Have I just missed something? Have I missed something major?
Rowetta was vocalist with Blossoms today on the live lounge.
Right, okay.
All right, now I know her from a few years back. Used to hang out.
Genuinely know her?
Yes.
Or a different Rowetta?
No, the same one.
And she sounds like that?
She was singing, yeah, she was singing. The X Factor, that's mad. She was singing with Blossoms today. But I was like, "Hey, Rowetta." She hugged me. Blossoms, I was like, "All right, lads." Absolute blanked, and I think I know why. Because their current song is called I Can't Stand This, and every time they sing I Can't Stand This in the song, I play,
"Oh, for God's sake, I can't, honestly, I can't stand this."
Which led to a slightly frosty reception from me when I hugged Rowetta. It's going to happen, isn't it?
Scott Mills.
If you don't remember X Factor's Rowetta, she was on the first series in 2004. And let me just jog your memory, or maybe you've never heard this before. She was the one singing with Blossoms today. This is why, just from her first audition, that she was always fun to go out for a drink with.
"Queer lady, mama, lad." You don't hear the voulet whoop. That's not just okay. "I'm not horrific, or know your face and up in your arm, it's awful. Everybody, honestly, you said what the X Factor is when you draw people to you. Whenever I sung, people are drawn to me, and you were rubbing your arm through half of that, and then you went, I don't know.
Do you stop for air, missus?
No, Sharon, she doesn't stop fair.
I'd say you love a judge. My mum's Jewish, my dad's Nigerian. I've got two Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, but I'm not allowed to turn my phone on to show you. Please, I'm begging. You can't not put me through. My mum will go mad."
Love her.
What is going on?
That's her.
Scott Mills.
Well, I want to do this thing later. We were talking about it off air yesterday. We didn't say it on radio, but do you remember, like, if you're going out with someone, do you remember the first ever message that you sent them, if you're still going out with them? It could have been a while back, you know?
Yeah, years ago, especially on Facebook, because you can go right back on that quite easily and see what it is.
I just thought it would be, I mean, some of them will be really awkward, and some of them I think will be really sweet. If you want to get in touch today, if you and your partner would be up for coming on to read out your first messages to one another.
Especially if you're like a long way down the road in your relationship now.
Yeah, when it was first all kind of happening, the very first thing you said to each other. I put a tweet out about this earlier, but if you want to get involved with this, if you're both up for reading them out, let us know on 81199. I just think it could be quite a sweet thing to do just after three.
Scott Mills.
I've got a massive who word that I actually don't like, but I want to use in this situation now.
Go on.
So when I met my current squeeze...
Horrible.
Hate. It wasn't on Facebook. It was actually our first thing that we ever said was on WhatsApp. And Jim in Bristol's in the same situation. He says, does anyone know a shortcut to getting back to the first message on WhatsApp? Because I tried to find my first one last night.
Yeah.
I got really bored of scrolling. And Jim's saying the same. There must be a way of doing it.
Scott Mills.
Oh, good tip. I knew someone would know. Export the message to email, then you can do it.
All right.
Right, you can see the very first message. That's good to know.
Scott Mills.
Yeah, thanks to the guy, or girl, whoever it was, who left the vodka by the bed.
Horrible.
Well, it looks like water, doesn't it?
So also,
when you really want a glass of water.
Yeah, because then you just go for it.
And also, I want to talk about these.
BBC Radio.
The time is now.
One.
She's here for it. I'm here for it. You're here for it.
Entertainment for hours.
That's an idea, isn't it?
Come on.
From 4 a.m. Adele Roberts.
We're going full sausage. We're not messing about.
From 6:30.
Nick Grimshaw.
Absolutely massive.
From 10 a.m.
Clara Amfo.
The vibe of this song makes me feel nice and warm.
From 1.
Scott Mills.
I know how to get you excited now, don't I? Instant joy.
From 4 p.m.
Greg James.
I love the Radio 1 listeners. Genuinely. I don't know what to do without you.
Weekdays
on BBC
Radio 1.
So you've been hearing those a lot lately, the little trailers that are really good that we've got running, and they promote all of our shows. So they tell you who's on where, and then you get like a little snippet of our voice, like a little tiny bit, like a little clip. But I don't remember saying any of these. And I bet you Clara doesn't remember saying that. Adele doesn't remember. I bet Greg doesn't remember, or Grimmy.
No.
It's like they're just like one sentence that you've said out of the thousands of sentences you say on radio every week. So what I thought I'd do today is we can make some new ones for them, and then we'll remember when we said them.
Yeah. So I find it always catches me by surprise when I listen to Radio 1. It always seems really odd.
Yeah,
most random bit.
I'm like, when did I say that? So let's make some to use in future next.
Scott Mills.
Right, so I don't remember saying half of these little things, these little clips on these trailers. And I'd like to remember them because the thing is, they're supposed to promote our show and make you want to listen.
Yeah.
This is the specific bit I'm talking about.
From 10 a.m.
Clara Amfo.
The vibe of this song makes me feel nice and warm.
From 1.
Scott Mills.
I know how to get you excited now, don't I? Instant joy.
From 4 p.m.
Greg James.
What was I talking about there?
What?
I literally do not remember saying that. I know how to get you excited now, don't I? Instant joy. What was that about?
Was that to the listeners or was that to me?
I think to you, but I can't remember what it was about. So let's make up our own ones and, like, make them so that the phrase would make you want to listen to our show, all right?
Yeah, I got you.
Not the ones that are on at the moment aren't very good, because they are, but I just think that, like, if we could... I don't know, I just think I've got a way of making people listen more.
I think if they're going to be random, we might as well have control over that situation there.
Okay, so are you ready to give it a go? We'll just do these live.
I've got an idea of one, yes.
Okay, here we go.
From 10 a.m.
Me first.
Just stay with us all day, it's all happening.
From 1.
Scott Mills.
I stepped on a cornflake and then realised I was a serial killer.
From 4 p.m.
Greg James.
I see what you've done there. So you've gone down the more jokey route.
Well, yeah, or we can do... Well, you try one.
Okay.
From 10 a.m.
Clara Amfo.
Just stay with us all day, it's all happening.
From 1.
Scott Mills.
I just thought one in the sun, no harm done.
From 4 p.m.
Greg James.
Really good.
See what I mean?
I would listen to that.
Great thing is, if we do a few of these now, we can just have them playing out next time.
Yeah, and we can choose the ones we like.
And then everyone listening right now can know that we've done this between ourselves now.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so I'll go now. Here we go.
From 10 a.m.
Clara Amfo.
Just stay with us all day. It's all happening.
From 1.
Scott Mills.
You want me to put what where?
From 4 p.m.
Yeah. This is great. Yeah. Yeah. This is good.
You go.
From 10 a.m.
Clara Amfo.
Just stay with us all day. It's all happening.
From 1.
Scott Mills.
Turns out he was just pleased to see me.
From 4 p.m.
Yeah, that's good. We can use all of these, can't we? They're all good.
No. From 10 a.m.
Clara Amfo.
Just stay with us all day, it's all happening.
From 1.
Scott Mills.
Well, I'll tell you what, just give it a sniff first and then see what you think.
From 4 p.m.
Oh, give me one more.
From 10 a.m.
Clara.
Me, yeah?
Oh,
stay
go
with
first.
Us all day, it's all happening.
From 1.
Scott Mills.
Well, they said it tasted like a prawn.
From 4 p.m.
They fit really well as well.
From 10 a.m.
I'll do one more.
Right. Just stay with us all day. It's all happening.
From 1.
Scott Mills.
Animal, camel, human, mammal. I'm not fussy.
From 4 p.m.
Greg
James.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott.
Scott Mills.
You know, people, they like celebrities. So I think if we're going to put like an ad together for our show, like a little sentence in these trailers, put a celebrity in as well, I would say.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What? So, you're right, because it will grab people more.
Yeah, and then they'll listen from one. So, okay, let me go.
From 10 a.m.
Clara Ampho.
To stay with us all day, it's all happening.
From one.
Scott Mills.
And then Stephen Mulhern said, absolutely not, it's just the way I walk.
4 p.m.
Greg James.
People love this.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Scott Mills.
I think we're all ready for some new Love Islanders now, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, well, the next sort of wave of them will be coming in, washing up.
I noticed that it's trending, on Twitter at the moment. A lot of people are talking about it. I saw Kem on Instagram earlier saying that he'd missed a flight. He always misses flights. But he said that he was looking forward to seeing who the new Love Islanders are.
No,
are you,
not.
Though?
No, they're not.
Come on, Kem, be honest. We know each other. You've had your 12 months.
Be honest. It's a 12-month contract.
It is.
And then the new ones are coming. Although, at this stage of things, I'm thinking about the new contestants coming into Love Island. I'm thinking, I really, really, really don't care. But then I know... But then I know I probably will.
You will
before
care.
Before too long. That's the thing.
I don't think I
right
care.
Right now, I don't care about these people. They don't exist.
We don't know them. I
soon
really...
I'll be obsessed.
Right, you know the one of my friends that applied, who would be perfect for it, my friend Jack, I really thought he was going to be on this year. They called him back and everything, but now he's heard nothing.
Oh, no, well, hang on. That's what he's told you. Surely that's what they do now, don't they?
I don't know.
Well...
What do you think? He's lying to me.
Was he at your party at the weekend?
Yeah.
He was, wasn't he?
He'd be perfect for it.
Okay,
if anyone's listening from Love Island, give this guy a shot. He'd be awesome at it.
How is he looking? Does he look tanned and that? Does he look ready? Does he look as if he's about to go on Love Island?
Always,
though. Yeah.
You've seen him.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
I mean, he is always villa ready. Okay. Hello, Phil.
Hi, Scott, lad. You all right?
All right, lad. Where are you? Liverpool?
Liverpool, mate, yeah.
I know there's a bit of a late lunch situation going on. What did you have for your lunch, please, Phil? Are you having it right now?
I'm just eating a Wasda feta and tomato pasta. So, yeah, it's good.
Oh. Feta?
Yeah,
feta cheese.
Yeah.
Pasta.
I love feta cheese.
Yeah.
It does have, I call it feta because then if you say feta, then it suggests that feet and cheese, which is not for me. But
yeah,
enjoy that.
I've not heard of anyone calling it feta before, so maybe that's what I'll do from now on.
Yeah, feta.
Yeah,
because you know how you always just, you've learnt words a certain way, you don't really question it at all, do you? You see it in the supermarket, you see feta. Although I never buy feta cheese. Always seems a bit posh.
Well, it's like the rest of Europe says Wi-Fi. We're the only ones that say Wi-Fi, you know? No one's right or wrong here. All right, Phil, who do you normally go for on Bangers?
It's usually Chris, I've got to admit, but I'm hoping you can pull it out of the bag, to be honest with you, Scott.
Okay, right, Phil, I'm going to try my hardest for you today as you eat your pizza.
It's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
Going to be May.
It's May.
You got no choice.
Basic. You must have seen this on, like...
Who's this?
NSYNC. It's on everyone's social media today. It's going to be May.
Because it's May. There's two things I've missed today that I've seen on Twitter.
How have you missed that?
Greg said something well funny earlier and it completely went over my head.
Yeah. So this is, it's going to be May because it is.
Oh, topical. Good idea.
It's like every gif under the sun today.
I thought it was Britney who was like, it's going to be May.
They both went May back in the day because they were together.
All right, Phil, you can eat feta to that.
Wait. Yeah.
Or eat your feta to this.
Which
is my bag of choice. Yeah, bit of a random one. I don't think I've had this on Bangers before. This is the Hoosiers, Goodbye Mr. A.
Hoosiers.
But it is a tune. This could be good today.
Mine is topical, though. So, yeah, just saying.
Tough, man. I mean, to be fair, I wanted Scott to put it out the bag, but I'm going to have to go with Chris again. Sorry, Scott.
What is this?
Tune. You love it, really. Here we go. One, two.
It's going to be May.
Go.
Yeah.
BT, Rose and Camille, a.k.a. Birthday Girls, a.k.a. the best people to throw a house party on a podcast.
Birthday Girls House Party. Woo!
It's not just a random house party.
We've We've thought about it. We've done some minimal preparation for this.
Yeah. Are we inviting people?
We're having guests.
Not just anyone. It's James Acaster.
It's James Acaster.
He's outside. I'm going to go get him now.
Hello, Camille. How are you?
Do you want some water?
What?
No.
All you need to do is search Kench wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Kench.
You had me at Kench.
One.
Shout out to Charlotte, who got her belly button pierced to this song when she was 16. Good times. Goodbye, Mr. A by The Hoosiers on Radio 1.
Won, though.
It did win, yeah.
Pulling a face, you think it should have been? Yo.
It should have been.
It should have been me.
Mine was topical and everything.
Scott Mills.
Do you remember the first ever message you sent to your now partner? Especially if you've been going out a long time, or maybe you're married or engaged, and looking back at the time, like most of them are, it probably was quite sweet, but also like super cringe because you're at that very first stage. But we want to get you both on this week to read them out to each other, those very first messages that you sent. Let me know if you're up for it. Obviously, if you're a couple, you've been seeing each other a while, email me. That's the best way to get through to me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your numbers on there. Let me know if you'd be up for reading the very first messages. Maybe a little bit of homework tonight. Try and find those messages for me and get in touch. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I think it'll be interesting for you to see what you both said to each other ages ago for the very first time.
I think also you're a different person when you first start dating someone, aren't you? Let's be honest.
You're the best version of yourself.
Well, yes, but you're certainly the most impressive.
So I'm going to ask my producer, Mark, first of all, to go back to the stage where he first met his now wife. So when was that, Mark?
What's wrong? You can't remember when you first got together?
No, I can remember when the first message was sent. It was sent on the 16th of November, 2011.
Oh, it's awkward if dates don't quite match up.
2011, okay, cool.
Okay.
And who sent the first message?
I did.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
On what platform?
Facebook.
Okay. Yeah.
And so you're now married as well. Yeah. So you're really in deep now, aren't you? Yeah. Like, from that stage to now, a lot has happened.
Right. So your wife, Emma, is also on the other line. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
I know you're in a very happy marriage now, but what is the one thing that annoys you about Mark more than anything, for example?
Oh, I don't know. There's quite a few.
Yeah.
Well, he considers himself the entertainer.
Yeah.
It's quite annoying.
Yeah. He does say some of the things that he says to you, and I'm like, oh, that's a bit annoying. But actually, his heart's in the right place. He is funny. He is funny.
He is funny, but he does annoy you quite a bit as well. Yeah. And what would you say the same vice versa, Mark, or not?
Is Emma funny?
Is there anything about Emma that annoys you? Or
She is very funny.
She is very funny. We've met her, yeah.
She likes to moan, but she's very funny.
Okay. and that's the thing. That's the stage you're at now, and you're married, and you have these little things that annoy you. So we want to take you right back to where you were at the beginning.
Yeah, when the first message was sent. Right, I'm going to give you both the length of this next track to scroll back through Facebook and find the first ever messages. Wait right there.
Scott Mills.
Okay, so if you'd be up for doing this on a future show this week, let me know, with your partner, just get in touch, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. But today we have our producer Mark with his now wife Emma, and they are going to read out the very first messages they sent to each other on Facebook. Hey, Emma.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Okay, who wants to go first with the first message that ever got sent? Remember, these two are now happily married.
Well, I think as Mark messaged Emma first on Facebook, it really makes sense that Mark reads out the first Facebook message. Because, and bear in mind, they just become friends on Facebook, I assume, Mark. And
we weren't even friends. This was like, yeah.
You weren't even friends on Facebook.
How did you get in touch then?
He messaged me, and I thought it was someone like asking for like marathon money or something like that. I couldn't remember Mark, so I was just gonna you know, bin off the email, but or the message. But I took the time and read it. It was a lengthy message.
Yeah, okay, and we're about to hear that now.
Great.
Remember, these two have been together for I think it's 7 years now. Okay, Mark, go.
Okay, so to contextualise it, we'd met backstage at a Blur gig 3 years before, just once.
Get on with the message.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Music?
Yeah, music.
Music. Yeah.
Your music.
Music.
Music. He is a producer.
Hello, Emma. Now, before you hideously freak out, you most probably have absolutely no idea who I am.
And classic start.
That sounds like a horrendous way to start a Facebook message, or any kind of message for that matter. Still, I've started now, so I'll go with it.
That's amazing. Yeah. I've started, so I'll finish. Yeah, it's almost like he's apologising before he's begun, Scott.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry for messaging you. I know you're probably freaked out because
you
that's
don't
the effect
remember
I
me.
Have. But here we go. I'm going to go with it anyway.
Yeah. And fair play, Mark, you know.
I'm a friend of Dan's, and through Dan, a friend of Toby's. Not weirded out yet? Still with me? Good.
So hang on. You're not even quoting like one of the friends. You're like three generations by.
Yeah.
You may remember me from Blur at Hyde Park. The at is an at symbol. A couple of years ago, I was the befuddled drunk that took a wrong turn into the VIP area.
Befuddled?
Hello!
Okay.
And bumped into Toby. We then hot-footed it over to LVPO.
Mate, like the words.
This is so long.
Like a Victorian.
And then we hot-footed it to...
We then hot-footed it over to Lupo, where I proceeded to spend every last penny I had and practically walk home. I did walk home.
Why are you telling her the life story at this
I don't
point?
Know.
Okay.
All of this on the promise that I wouldn't be drinking, having written off the previous day through drink at the same gig.
Oh, so you'd been to the same gig twice?
Yeah, I went the night before.
And was Emma there on that night then?
No,
only,
I went...
Only the second night?
Only the second
now,
night.
Now, be honest, you fancied Emma, and this is why you've sent this message. So far, all we've heard is your life story of that night.
But this was sent 3 years after that gig.
Oh, right.
That's so weird!
Yeah. It's great, though.
That was 2000... Yeah, no, well, it's like 2009.
Yeah, okay.
Do you remember this one night 3 years ago? That's basically
what
you're saying.
Yeah, I did remember it because it was a fun day in general.
Yeah.
But I didn't remember, like, what Mark looked like, his name, could never have found him through Facebook.
Well, that's why he's trying,
that's okay.
That's why he's trying to jog your memory.
Well, he's giving you the whole detail of the day, yeah, so you might remember.
I still couldn't remember what he looked like because I wasn't friends with him on Facebook, and his picture was too small to make out what he looked like. So,
right. Yeah,
we were still kind of doing this blind, but yeah. Okay.
Anyhow, I digress. I just thought I'd drop you a message to say hi, in quotes, and maybe, see if you will be up for a drink sometime soon. In brackets, bold. In capitals, if you say no, I'll only get Dan to tout my merits, of which there are a few, next weekend at Toby's wedding.
Why are you talking like a Victorian? It's really weird. No. I will ask Dan to tout my merits.
It's so embarrassing.
After I've hot-footed it.
And then in which case, you may as well just say yes. Joking aside, it would be great to take you out sometime if you're up for it. Ta-ta, Mark.
Ta-ta! Now, I'm amazed you replied to this.
I am.
But you did.
Right, Emma, wait right there. We'll get your side of it in a minute. Okay. The thing that you sent back.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
So we've got Emma on the phone. She's married to our producer, Mark. She's about to read out the very first message she sent in reply to him, aren't you?
I am.
Okay,
I made it a lot cooler than Mark,
I think. Yeah, I think you probably did. Okay, right, so let's hear the reply back to Mark's first message on Facebook. Remember, they've now been together 7 years. Happily married.
7 years, yeah. Hi, Mark. Goodness, this is a blast from the past. Blur 2 years ago was more than a bit of a blur the following day, so definitely a blur now. Well, I guess I have been left with no choice. It is indeed a yes.
Yes.
Dan, I am sure, will still be touting those merits regardless. I could do the 29th or 30th if either worked for you, Emma.
Is that it?
It's like a business meeting.
Yeah.
29th or 30th. That is quite you, though, isn't it? Like with the dates.
Well, yeah. And we did the 29th. I remember it was the 29th of November.
But Emma, was that you flirting through that message? It's hard to tell.
29th or 30th. Thank you. Bye.
I was doing a lot of online dating at the time, so it was just kind of, it become like, you know, quite easy. I just like to get these things scheduled.
You could be scheduled in 29th or 30th, because sadly the 26th to the 28th or
other
whatever
dates.
It was, other dates.
Yeah.
Probably Dan or Toby.
It was a busy time. It was November,
people
were out
this.
And about.
Yeah, it's a busy time that time of year, so you've only got a couple of dates there to fit in. But he went with the 29th, and here we are today.
Here we are. You're married. That's where it begun. So something good happened from there on in. Mm. That chat impressed you. The date went well, and wow.
He was actually quite funny, annoyingly, on that day. On that day. We scheduled our second day within 30 minutes of our first date. So it went well.
Oh, this is cute. I love this.
This is so nice just to hear two people who are very happy together now, just hearing how it all started.
Yeah, let's get some more in, definitely, please.
Scott Mills.
You know these little trailers that advertise the shows on the Daytime Radio 1 lineup? I can never remember when I said the little clips that they use in them, because they just take them from random shows. So here's the real one that we played earlier, which is, you've heard this a lot.
From 10 a.m.
Clara Ampho.
The vibe of this song makes me feel nice and warm.
From 1.
Scott Mills.
I know how to get you excited now, don't I? Instant joy.
From 4 p.m.
I don't remember what that was about. So earlier, live on air, me and Chris decided to record some new ones and got a little bit creative. And we just said some sound bites that I think will really make people want to listen more. And incredibly, this has now been made.
BBC
Radio.
Oh, yes.
From 1 p.m.
Scott Mills.
Animal, camel, human mammal. I'm not fussy.
Come on.
From 1. Chris Stark.
Turns out he was just pleased to see me.
From 1.
Scott Mills.
Just give it a sniff first and then see what you think.
Oh, give me one more.
Chris Stark.
Well, they said it tasted like a prawn.
You want me to put what where?
I just thought one in the sun, no harm done.
And then Stephen Mulhern said, absolutely not, it's just the way I walk.
Weekdays
on BBC
Radio 1.
Oh, I like that a lot.
BBC
Radio 1.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.